Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in the Quran Hakim given us ahkam. Allah ta'ala has given to us His orders. Allah ta'ala has told us about ibadat, worship, within which the important and popular ibadat that have been mentioned, or commonly known ibadat that have been mentioned in the Quran, for example, salah, namaz, which is important, essential, fasting, sawm, hajj, the pilgrimage, zakat, the compulsory charity. All of these are amal that Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran, or ordered us to implement in the Quran. Allah Ta'ala has told us. And if we do not implement these ahkams, these orders, Allah Ta'ala then has told us the consequences, the punishments, the loss that will be incurred. If you leave prayer, don't pray, the loss. If you leave prayer in congregation, the loss. If you do qada salah, you delay your salah, the loss, the consequence. And with regards to sawm, fasting, it is written, it has been revealed, Allah Ta'ala has explained that if you don't fast, what will be the punishment. Zakat, if you don't pay the zakat that is due, then for example, the money, it will be heated up and will be stamped onto our bodies, and there will be big punishments for not observing the faraid. That wealth will be made into a serpent, that serpent will attack us if we don't pay the zakat. There's hajj, if we don't do the hajj, there are punishments for not observing or implementing the hajj if it is fard on us. So Allah Ta'ala said that these are the faraid, the ahkams I've mentioned in the Quran, in the revelation. And if we don't practice the faraid, the compulsory deeds, and what are the consequences? In the same way, in the Quran, another ibadat that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, another worship deed that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, that ibadat is dhikr Allah. The dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran has given hukm, order, dhikr, wadhkurullah, wadhkurullah, wadhkurullah. The difference in those other forms of worship that I just mentioned previously, just now to you, the faraid, the salah, sawm, fasting, hajj, zakat, and dhikr Allah, the remembrance of Allah, there's a difference that we can see upon Allah Ta'ala's order between the two. And the difference between dhikr Allah, this deed, and the other deeds, the fard, the compulsory deeds, is that, hey, Allah Ta'ala is saying, aqimu salah wa atu zakat, for example, wal hajjah, or sayam. But when Allah Ta'ala speaks about dhikr in the Quran, then Allah Ta'ala adds another word. Another word is dhikr. Allah says kathiran kathira. Kathiran. Kasrat. Abundance. High number. We know or think that salah is very important. Essential. Allah has not used the word kathiran. Allah just said read 5 times in the day. That is enough for you. Read on time. Within the time periods. Within the time ranges. And how many times a day? 5. Allah didn't say read 25. 50. Or 100. No. So if we can't even read 5, how will Allah Ta'ala give us order to read 25? No. The order is 5, but within the time period. Then fasting, 30 days. If Allah Ta'ala wanted to order us, He could say 6 months. Fast for 6 months. We would have fulfilled Allah Ta'ala's order and we would have continued. But Allah Ta'ala, if He could give us the courage to do 1 month of fasting, He would give us the courage to do 6 months of fasting. So this is it. Allah Ta'ala said, that's enough for you for now. In the same way, zakat, the compulsory charity. Allah Ta'ala didn't say that just give all of your money when zakat. Allah said, no, 2.5% of your savings, this is how much you need to give in compulsory charity. It's nothing. What is it? 2.5%, alhamdulillah, it's nothing if we look at it comparatively. But because it's the hukum of Allah, we think, oh, it's pain. For example, if I like a shirt, I'll pay £50 a pair of shoes for a few days. Oh no, a new style has come out. Oh, this color, white, is in fashion. Let's get another pair. And when it comes to zakat, oh, it's too difficult. We start sweating. How will I give zakat? How will I take it out? Wealth. How shall I do it? Allah Ta'ala said that 2.5% is the minimum. It is the compulsory charity. Let's take hajj. Hajj has said, how many times in the life Allah said it's fard? Once. If you, there's conditions also if you have wealth and health. If every year we had to go, then the agents, oh, subhanAllah, they would have enjoyed it. Their business would have flourished. But Allah Ta'ala said, no. If Allah wanted us to go every year, then it would have been the order of Allah. We would have to do it. But Allah Ta'ala didn't give us the hardship. Allah said, no, once in the life is enough. That's all I need from you, if you have the means. So, subhanAllah, about the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given hukum, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا, in many places. Wherever Allah Ta'ala mentions dhikr, Allah Ta'ala stamps the word next to it, kathrat, kathiran kathira, unlimited. So, 100 tasbih, 15 tasbih, 10 tasbih, no chance, Allah Ta'ala said. Kathiran kathira, there's no limit to the dhikr of Allah. From morning till evening, if you do dhikr, Allah says, that's fine. First class, you are practicing good deed. 1,000 times if you do dhikr of Allah, first class. 100,000 times, first class. 200,000 times, first class. MashaAllah. Kathiran kathira, what do? Tell me, think, ponder over it for a moment. This, our situation, masjid, we just see one or two people. Imagine all of the faraid that Allah Ta'ala has prescribed to us and told us and ordained and given the hukam. Allah has put limits to them, to the practice of fard actions. And with dhikr, Allah Ta'ala said, kathiran kathira, abundance of money. Allah says, do dhikr kathiran kathira. So how important will the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what does Allah ta'ala say? This is the fitna today, that we have no emphasis. Something that is not important, we give so much importance today. So much importance to certain deeds today, that without those deeds, we cannot survive. And the most important deed, ibadah, dhikr, we say that it's not necessary, and just do a little bit or not do it at all, we say. Astaghfirullah, it's not in our kitabs, it's in Fazail-e Amal. Hazrat Shaykh Al-Adiz Rahmatullah has written this kitab, Fazail-e Amal. Read this kitab. Look at the praise, the sections, the hadith on dhikr. Morning and evening we read this kitab. We do ta'aleem. Don't we do ta'aleem? In every masjid there's ta'aleem, education, the jamaat. Everyone's reading it. 100, 150 hadith, a whole section, Quran, verses of the Quran, filled with the virtues and the importance of dhikr of Allah. Read the commentary, read the Quran, tilawat of Quran, read, recite. Look inside the Quran. How many places Allah Ta'ala, how many pages, how many verses, and how many places Allah Ta'ala has said dhikr, the attributes, the qualities, the importance. And Allah says, do kathiran kathira. Allah has added the weight, kathiran kathira, on the word of dhikr. We come here to do dhikr. We made an announcement. Let's go out of the masjid. Oh, take it out of the masjid. On the day of judgment, will we not have to answer for this? These masjids that we have constructed, Allah Ta'ala has praised that the masjid has been constructed for my dhikr. For which other purpose have you made the masjid? For sitting down inside it? To sleep on the carpet? Or for Ramadan? Have you made the masjid? No. Allah Ta'ala said that the dhikr of Allah and the masjid is interlinked. The definition of the masjid is the house of Allah within which Allah Ta'ala is remembered. And Allah Ta'ala said, only through dhikr of Allah can you populate the masjid. Only through dhikr of Allah can you populate the masjid. This is the mercy of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala has populated this masjid with the dhikr. This is Allah's mercy, not our good fortune, not my magic or my efforts, or people have come. Call the people. How many people are sitting who have come straight from work today? They're not retired. They're young people, businessmen, occupations, employment, busy, youngsters. Yes, for what reason have they come? For the dhikr of Allah. I don't meet anyone. No, I don't invite directly. I don't have no relations with anybody directly. Nor have I said to anyone, come. These people, these mashallah, young men, driving taxis, employment. Nobody is free. I'm probably the one who's free from everybody here. I'm the person who's most free from everyone. And this is called the fadl of Allah. That these buildings you see around us, assets, wealth, shops, businesses, enterprises, this is not fadl of Allah. These are adab of Allah. If you've got too much of it, it's adab. If it's not bringing it close to Allah. But fadl is where Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. If you want to see the fadl of Allah, go inside the masjid and see where the people are sitting remembering Allah. As a Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, you probably read this event in the Fazail-e Amal, in the masjid. He saw Shaitan naked. He said, are you not ashamed that you have come like this in this form without attire and you're walking around in the shopping center naked? He said, oh, I've been destroyed. A group of people have destroyed me. He said, go and look in that masjid. They have pierced my heart and destroyed me, Shaitan. And Junaid Baghdadi said, You've become wretched and cursed, and they've pierced your heart. He went to that masjid and he saw inside that mosque the people he was speaking about. There was a group of people immersed in the dhikr of Allah. So in this locality, this town, dhikr of Allah, you are doing now, I'm telling you from the Quran and the Hadith, the light of the Quran and the Hadith, in this whole town, hundreds of thousands of diseases, illnesses, problems, worries, difficulties, issues, and curses that were to descend, Allah Ta'ala has made them go away due to this practice today in this masjid of the dhikr of Allah. This gathering, the dhikr of Allah we're doing, and the dua we're going to do, Allah Ta'ala is going to accept. On that place, I don't speak empty, my friends. I speak in the light of the Quran and Hadith. In that place where the dhikr of Allah is done, that place is transformed. That piece of earth doesn't stay as a normal piece of earth. Where people, an individual or group of people sit down and do dhikr of Allah, that piece of earth doesn't stay as a piece of earth. Rather, the inhabitants of the heavens, the angels and everyone in the heavens say, what's happened to this piece of earth? It's disappeared and it starts glowing and shining like the moon and the stars. Glowing and shining. Should we not be grateful to Allah, me and you? Where are we, people of the world, especially me, I am a person of the dunya, you are mashallah pious people who come to the house of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given us the journey. We've come from our house. What road do we live on? From, for example, Derby Street, we've left the masjid, we've come to this masjid, we pray there. It's not a long journey, just down the road. But Allah Ta'ala will have given us so many rules that Allah Ta'ala said, these people are solely traveling, walking for my dhikr. For my remembrance. And on top of that, Allah Ta'ala has put love into our hearts. In today's generation, today's day and age, where a man stands 8-10 hours, works, runs his market stall, runs around, transactions, trade, buying, selling, how much will be the fadl of Allah on that person who, young man, just finishes work, leaves the dirty, impure attractions of the dunya, leaves the impure company and bad actions, and he sees a small masjid from afar, Masjid Aisha, and he reaches there for the sake of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. I swear by Allah, those people, their faces and their images must be hanging from the heavens, and the angels must be proud of these people, that these young people who have left the fitan, who have left the trials and the tribulations and the bad actions in the world, and they've come to the dhikr of Allah. And this, Allah says, have you seen, O my angels, these people, this jama'at, this group of people, this assembly, who have gathered in Bolton to remember me? Do you understand the importance now, brothers, of dhikr? This is Quran that is telling us, kathiran, kathira, O servants of Allah, O servants of Allah, awaken the people, tell them to do dhikr, populate the masjids with the dhikr of Allah. If we didn't come today, there would be no dhikr here today. Is this a point? Is this an issue? In every place, there should be a jama'ah, a congregation, a group of people who do dhikr of Allah morning and evening, whether it's half an hour, 45 minutes. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was his blessed action all his life. As soon as Fajr was complete, he used to sit maraqib in the dhikr of Allah, immersed in the dhikr of Allah until sunrise, until ishraq time, until the sun didn't come up. Then he used to recite two rakah, and after praying these rakah, he said that you have now got the reward of one hajj and one umrah accepted. How fortunate are those people who 40 years daily do dhikr after fajr till ishraq, muharram, rabiul awwal, and dhil hajj, dhil qadr, ramadan, whichever month Allah Ta'ala has given them the good fortune, whichever month it is, ramadan, the Eidain, Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha, morning, they do dhikr of Allah till sunrise, and they pray the Ishraq and get the reward of Hajj and Umrah. Make people like this your friends. Make a link with these people. Have a connection with these people. Dhikr of Allah is a great deed indeed. So, wherever there is a deed mentioned in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has put a limitation, a boundary. I don't have much time, but I'll explain to you why. But with the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has put no limitation, no restriction, no outer boundary. Allah says, kathir and kathira. What is afdal? Afdal action, actually, is salah, prayer. Dhikr is not afdal. Dhikr is not greater. Salah is greater. Prayer, fasting is greater. Zakat is a greater action. Hajj is a greater action. But why is Allah Ta'ala then put restrictions and limits on the number, the amount we do these deeds, if they're greater? And dhikr, if I'm saying, is inferior, why is Allah Ta'ala said kathir and kathira? If I don't pray, I'll get hellfire. If I don't give zakat, I'll get hellfire. If I don't fast, I'll get hellfire. So why is dhikr greater, mentioned greater, kathir and kathira? Do it in a higher number. Why is Allah Ta'ala said kathir and kathira with dhikr, if these other actions are greater? Because there's a reason. Allah says, mukhlaseena lahuddin. Allah Ta'ala said, purify your deen. Mukhlaseena lahuddin. Allah Ta'ala said, Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. This is a hadith that is narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal. He said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please give me a nasiha. Please give me advice. Please give me some direction. Please give me some guidance. And in return, response, Rasulullah ﷺ replied to him, but didn't just reply to him, to the whole ummah, he gave response, that make your deen khalis. Make it pure. Make it sincere. Make it clean. If in the deen, if your deen, there's ikhlas, if there's sincerity, if you're humble, if you're pure, if ikhlas comes into your deen, then even the smallest of deeds will be enough in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. Don't worry. Don't worry. Even if you spend a little morsel in the path of Allah, it will be akin to spending the mountain's peak of wealth in the path of Allah. If you put a little bit, You can say a few grams in the scale, and you spend that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the amount you will get is like the mountain peaks. Allah ta'ala says, one salah of ikhlas will give you so much. So Allah says, mukhlisina lahuddin, don't go into quantity, I've read this much nawafil, salah, rakah, this much Quran juz I've read, this much I've given in charity. No, Allah ta'ala says, we need ikhlas, we need sincerity. We need to develop the sincerity. We need to develop the simplicity. And no show, no pride, no envy on our deeds. Allah Ta'ala says that if you recite La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, with sincerity, is this no hadith? The person who recites La ilaha illallah with ikhlas, with sincerity, then paradise will open for that person. Paradise will open for that person. Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that just read La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, openly and without, and just as much as you want. Yes, you should, but do it with ikhlas, with sincerity. So do you understand the point? Have I got ikhlas? Have you got ikhlas? If I say to you or ask you that, do you have mangoes? No, because I've not bought them. The angels are not going to drop the mangoes from the sky, are they? I say, have you got at this moment any apples in your lap? No, because I haven't bought them. So if I say to you, have you got ikhlas, sincerity? Say to me, somebody, I've got ikhlas. Say it, please. Why? Why? Because have I struggled and strived and made effort to attain ikhlas? Will it come from home? The shopping center? The shelf from the shop? So if I don't have ikhlas, then how is my deen complete? There's another hadith. It is stated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that remember all of your deeds will be accepted based on one thing, ikhlas, sincerity. Since if I pray salah today, if I want to make my salah accepted, do I want it to be accepted? If today I prostrate, do I want the sujood accepted? Ramadan 30 fast, do I want my fast to be accepted or not? Is it just about praying and reading? No. Oh, I've come to the masjid, I've read salah, I've prayed salah, I've read Quran and I've left it. Is it just a duty, a physical duty? A big farida. This is a compulsory action that will be beneficial for us in the hereafter. So don't consider that salah is some normal thing. Oh, I prayed, I went down ruku, sajda. I'd say I prayed, I've read, I've gone home. Those servants of Allah, after reading, praying salah, think, has this salah been accepted in the court of Allah? On which weight, which scale will we use to measure our salah? Which gauge will it be? Which measuring instrument will there be? Ikhlas is the measuring instrument. Ikhlas, sincerity is the gauge. Ikhlas is the measuring tape that will say, it will say, so if I develop ikhlas, bring about ikhlas inside me, I bring it into my home, my life. That's why Allah says, وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. This is the example. This is the explanation of why we have to do dhikr, kathiran, kathira. Because if I do more dhikr, then ikhlas will come into me. I do pray. I have to pray fast. Saum, zakat, all the other fard actions. But to make these deeds accepted, I have to do dhikr of Allah. When I do the dhikr of Allah, then ikhlas, sincerity will come into my heart. When ikhlas is built into me and increased, then my salah will be accepted. Say subhanallah again. Say subhanallah again. Is your salah accepted now? Do you understand the secret? Do you understand the hidden secret behind the acceptance of all our fard deeds? Dhikr Allah kathir and kathira. If you do dhikr kathir and kathira, your salah will be accepted, your fast will be accepted, your hajj will be accepted, your zakat will be accepted, your sadaqat will be accepted, your charity will be accepted. And the person who doesn't do dhikr of Allah, then he's in danger. He has no ikhlas, no sincerity. Then die, and when you go to Allah, then none of your deeds will be in a position to be accepted, because they have not been done in the high quality fashion. Do dhikr of Allah, instill ikhlas into your hearts. When you develop ikhlas, then all of your ibadat will be high class standard, they'll be accepted. Allah will become pleased with you. When your salah is accepted 5 times in the day, high class salah. Allah says, I don't want quantity, just bring 5 times salah in the day, bring it with ikhlas, and walk into paradise. Walk into paradise. Whichever door you want. That's it. Little points. Important points. So for developing ikhlas, sincerity, do dhikr of Allah. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, kathiran, kathiran, kathira. Do as much dhikr as you can, so that ikhlas comes into your heart, so your ibadat goes to the heights in its acceptance, in its standard and quality. And definitely, those who have struggled, made effort. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi, Rahmatul Ali, great Shaykh, great personality, great Naqshbandi Shaykh. If you look at his life, his time, 50 years his khulafa, his deputies have spread around the world. People from here as well, mashallah, he was a khalifa of Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh rahmatullah. And today, hundreds of thousands of people who are from his chain of students and are doing the dhikr that he taught. What was he? Who was he? Hazrat Fadl Ali Quraishi Ramdali used to live in that desert location. From all four corners there was a river, there was water. He lived in a jungle location. He had a mud hut as a home. Even there it is now, and he's living there. And all the world today is benefiting from him, his barakat. Why? Because if you teach one person salah, you know, when you do ta'aleem, you invite people. Why? One person, if you give hidayah, guidance, alhamdulillah, he will be the means to paradise for us. He will become sadaqah for us. And due to those great sheikhs, who hundreds of thousands of people are correct, they're doing dhikr of Allah today, and their salah is with ikhlas and accepted, then tell me what light must be going into his grave, rahmatullah alayhi. How much noor must be there in his grave today? When we finish dhikr, where will all the thawab go? Hazrat Fadl Ali Quraishi rahmatullah will get the thawab, the reward. Because he strived, he struggled, he made effort. What struggling did he do? What striving did he do? He strived, he created ikhlas within himself, he developed ikhlas in the hearts of other people, and mashallah, he was a farmer. You understand farming? He used to toil and struggle with the instruments, physical instruments, and there was, you know, really hard rock solid earth. Yes, and he used to have the physical tools he had to use. And for example, there were the rocks and the stones within the mud, and there was no tractors in them days. With the hand, he used to have his axe and his tools, and then for example they used to pick away at the earth and make a line through it, you know, really work hard to make that line in within which they could put the seeds into the earth and then fill it up. And his muridin, mashallah, and he was the sheikh of my sheikh. And today even the people who know, who were the student of his students, they say that at that time, forget about speaking, even while he was toiling, struggling, digging, making the soil correct, making the line in the soil to put the seeds in, to cover the seeds with the soil, water it, and then to farm on it, and toil on it and struggle on it. When he was free, 70,000 times he had done the dhikr of Allah during that farming time, during that toil and struggle, that physical effort. Then tell me, what about the rest of the day? How many hundreds of thousands of times he must have done the dhikr of Allah? And today he is famous, great personality, great sheikh. Why? He did so much dhikr that in this world Allah Ta'ala wrote across the corners of the world that his ibadah is accepted. Allah Ta'ala showed it, demonstrated it, because acceptance of the walis of Allah is how Allah Ta'ala shows in the world that, oh my wali, I've accepted your deeds in the world. Forget about waiting for the news in the hereafter. Allah, just to accept the wali of Allah's ibadah, Allah Ta'ala said his dhikr was full of ikhlas. That's why today we sit here, we can't even do 10 tasbih. We're free. Oh, it's too much, Shaykh. Please give me less. I can't do 10 tasbihs. I have to run my shop, then the kids, then shopping. Please reduce it from 10. This happens with me. I experience this. You give 5, and they say, oh, please reduce it from 5. Give me 2 tasbihs. Allah, Allah, Allah. Just Allah, Allah, Allah. 2 tasbihs. This is difficult, hardship, problem. And look on that side. Who will ask us in the qabr? Who will ask us in the qabr when the time is expired? And we want to be like Hazrat Fazal al-Quraysh al-Madali, so that people remember us. Who's after how? Without struggle? Create ikhlas, sincerity. This is a great thing indeed. If today we wake up and we live our life according to the Quran and the Hadith, and we follow that and don't follow our own desires, and rather we should do those actions that the Quran has told us, the Hadith has told us, what our Aqabirin, pious predecessors, have told us. Follow those paths and follow the way of their life. As a Qasim Nanotvi Rahmatullah, as a Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah, as a Mulana Shafali Thanvi Rahmatullah, as a Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullah, as a Sheikh Ladis Mulana Zakri Sahib Rahmatullah. How much dhikr was there in their lives? So much. For this reason, the ibadat was accepted. And today, they know that their taleem, their tabliq, their efforts, the work of the deen was accepted. Look, I tell you today, this is water. Dhikr of Allah is like water. I'll give you an example. That if we want to make the tree grow banana plants or grape vines, or we want to make the earth fertile and farm on it. So ask a farmer, what does he have to do before he plants the seeds? What's the important thing he has to do? Preparation. Everyone likes to farm on that earth where water is nearby, the source of the water is nearby, the river is nearby, or the rains come regularly on earth. Ask a farmer, what earth will you like to buy and develop? You say, I'd like to develop and purchase a plot of land for farming where there's water nearby, or rivers or streams, or rain comes regularly. So then I can make it fertile, I can plow on it, so that the seeds, they can become fertile and grow. But not that land which is barren and dry. And dhikr is like water. Dhikr of Allah, it makes all the ibadah fertile and moist, and allows your ibadah to grow and cultivate and prosper and become strong and full of vigor and strength. So dhikr of Allah is water. It gives water, nourishment, vitality to the deeds, and then the fruit fruits and the vegetation comes out of your deeds. Have you ever seen fruit and vegetable that grows without water? You put the seeds of the grape or the apple or the bananas and there's no water. After a few days that plant, it will wither and fall and die, and the insects will come and eat it away. But if there's water and nourishment and moisture, then the flowers will grow. If a person's praying salah, no dhikr, then his branch will become dry, stale, break, and he will commit sins. He will steal and thief and backbite and go about without parda, without haya, without shame, and he's praying salah. Oh, I'm praying salah. There's another brother who does dhikr of Allah, he's struggling and he's praying salah. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I've accepted your salah. Subhanallah. So brothers, this is the point. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullahi Alayhi. Have you heard his name? He was the sheikh of all the sheikhs, all our aqabareen and our senior teachers, our forefathers and senior teachers. He is their sheikh. And a person came to him and said, Hazrat, listen to this event. Listen to this event. That there's a murid of yours and he does dhikr loudly and he's showing off, showing to people he's doing dhikr. And Hazrat Haji Rahmatullah is being told that, Sheikh, you have a murid. He says, Allah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, loudly walks around, does dhikr in different places, and he complained to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Haji Mukzab. And he realized that this was not something that's just today, because people say this today, this happens 100 years ago, 200 years ago. So don't fear, even 100, 150 years ago, these complaints used to be communicated. So remember, even today, that's the same situation. There are two types of people. One are those who want to do dhikr, and the other are those who want to complain and don't do dhikr. Oh no, this is bidah. This is innovation. Oh, this is riyah, doing dhikr loudly. Hazrat Haji Sahab replied, and today I will use his example and his proof to give the response. He said, he's doing dhikr with pride. Yeah, Sheikh. He's shouting loudly doing dhikr. He's your murid. And he goes around doing dhikr loudly in different places. Hazrat Haji Sahib Imdadullah Muhajir Makki said, that's fine. You're saying it's pride, showing off. Then the dhikr that he's doing with pride, has he got light in his life? Even if it's less light, little bit dimmer, he's got less ikhlas, less sincerity maybe, but alhamdulillah, this light will make him cross the bridge of Sirat. But you have the dhikr of riyah. You don't even have the dhikr with showing off. You don't even have dhikr in your accounts, in your book of deeds. Allah Ta'ala said, even he is doing dhikr with riyah, little bit of show off, envy, then he will cross the bridge of Sirat. But you don't have no dhikr in your name, in your deeds, book of deeds. You won't even be able to get close to that person. So brothers, the point we have to learn from this, the lesson, is that how do we make our deeds accepted in the eyes of Allah? Dhikr of Allah is the greatest method of making our deeds accepted. If you do dhikr, your deeds will become stronger and accepted. If you don't do dhikr, then your deeds could be full of hypocrisy. So it's our loss. My friends, we're wasting the gift of Allah, the treasure of Allah, and ibadat, and we are crushing and eliminating the light from our graves and our hereafter by not doing dhikr of Allah. Never leave dhikr, my friends. My brothers, this is a great ni'mah of Allah, great fadl of Allah. Sit next to a friend of Allah, sit next to a sheikh, a qualified person. Sheikh, how can I do dhikr? Teach me. How many tasbihat shall I do? Hala Hazrat, this is my job, my employment, my life, my family, my environment, my whole. This is how much free time I have. Please give me a plan, a schedule I can follow. Dhikr, morning, evening, make a schedule in your life. Whatever ibadah you're going to do, you're going to do ibadah attached with the dhikr of Allah. Whichever fruit you're going to grow, vegetable you're going to grow for your life in this life, in the world and the hereafter, you will attach the water and water your deeds with the dhikr of Allah. Do dua with the dhikr of Allah. Do hajj with the dhikr of Allah. Do salah with the dhikr of Allah. You go to Arafat, Muzdalifah. Which place is there where Allah Ta'ala says on hajj, don't do dhikr of Allah? Allah says on Arafat, do dhikr of Allah. Muzdalifah, do dhikr of Allah. Is this not the case? Mina, Arafat, Kaaba, Makkah, every place Allah says do dhikr of Allah. So do such a dhikr of Allah that you are just more than your forefathers did. Greater than in Muzdalifah, Allah says, remember me. When you're throwing the stones at shaitan, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing hajj, and the greatest deed there is what? Dhikr. Because if you do dhikr, ikhlas, sincerity will come in your heart so that your deed of hajj is accepted. Is this not the case? May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, the ability to learn and do the dhikr of Allah. Recite the Durood Sharif.